I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. This is a special edition, and my food buddy is here, Christopher Prosperi, our senior contributor of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. And you can tell your friends no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Dinner solved. That's the name of Katie Workman's new cookbook, and we love it. Ina Garten and Reed Drummond praise her. So does Giada De Laurentiis, because Katie Workman has a feel for uncomplicated combined with delicious. I love those two things together, right, Chris?
Oh, my God.
Uncomplicated and delicious. That's a philosophy made for anyone who has a busy life, needs low-maintenance food that makes you happy. So cruising through some of her recipes, which we're going to talk about, lemony parmesan artichoke dip, prosciutto wrapped shrimp with a smoked paprika, mustard maple glazed pork loin, Spanish garlic pork chops, chicken in orange honey soy sauce, Caesar roasted salmon, one of my favorites. Katie Workman is a regular editorial contributor to NPR. We're grateful for her support of this show and WNPR. Katie, welcome to the Food Schmooze Party.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, so let's start with one of the easiest things. You're having people over, or you want to give a snack when everybody's roaming around the kitchen, can't wait for dinner, your lemony parmesan artichoke dip.
Yes, that has been an enormous crowd pleaser in my house, and so easy. And there is something about a hot, creamy dip that is like, I don't care who said they were on a diet. There is nothing like just dunking a chip into something and having that good, creamy, cheesy pull. So,
and, right, we're talking about cream cheese and a little bit of milk or half and half and some pepper, grated Parmesan, not too much, and parsley and scallions, a little lemon zest and fresh lemon juice, salt and pepper, the canned artichoke hearts,
yep,
which you rinse, and this all gets whipped together, and there you go. No, you just get stirred together and it's done. And then you put it in the oven, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, that's the perfect thing to make when people are coming over. You do not want to be fussing with something last minute. You put it together. You preheat the oven as your guests walk in. You put the dip in the oven. And as people are arriving, you just pull it out. And it has this great bubbly top. And the red pepper gives it these beautiful flecks of color.
It's like a beacon in the middle of the room when a party starts, isn't
exactly
it? No, I mean, people are like, oh, no, thank
right
you. And then all of a sudden one person goes, and then there's a circle
like there's
around
a neon
it.
Neon arrow pointing at this thing.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go to the prosciutto-wrapped shrimp with smoked paprika. Now, I have had prosciutto-wrapped shrimp. This smoked paprika is a wonderful touch. You can now get this anywhere. Go ahead. Tell us about this. Let me just say the ingredients. Extra virgin olive oil, a little smoked paprika, and some pepper, the shrimp, and slices of prosciutto from the supermarket or wherever you'd like to get them. Go ahead, Katie.
Exactly. And the shrimp, I mean, the prosciutto itself has some salt to it, so you don't even have to add additional salt. And it's really great because you can do it with shrimp, of course, and you could also do it with asparagus, or you could do it with half and half, and you can, again, wrap them up ahead of time, sit them on the cookie sheet, and just crisp them up right before your guests are coming. And even if you're thinking, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't know if I can wrap it, things in prosciutto, I'm not, you know, I'm not a crafty cook. Once you start wrapping the super paper-thin prosciutto, which, by the way, is one of the most delicious foods on the planet.
Ah, I know.
If you like bacon, you will like prosciutto, is sort of the long story short on that one. And once you wrap it around the shrimp or the prosciutto, it's really forgiving, and it'll just get nice and crispy on the outside when you bake it, and the shrimp or the asparagus will cook to a wonderful tenderness in the middle. The smoked paprika, which, as you said, available anywhere in all supermarkets now.
And we just, Chris, right? We just throw the prosciutto around that thing.
Yeah.
We don't care how it looks.
No, big deal.
Exactly. You just say, oh, that'll
together
be fine. We just
tuck
love it
in, rip it.
Yeah.
Pack it together, roll it up. Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to look pretty. It's going to taste delicious. Let the kids help with that.
Okay, here is, as you can see, Katie Workman's whole deal is to create real food and that doesn't take a lifetime to prepare. She understands her whole thing is built on it, people are very, very busy. And what could we make that combines, as we said, delicious with an easier profile? The mustard and maple glazed pork loin. That is a great combination. Let me say, you've got the pork loin, a little bit of olive oil, Dijon mustard, a few tablespoons of maple syrup, some dried rosemary, minced garlic, and some ground black pepper. Okay, go ahead. Tell us how this works.
So this is, again, it's easy. It's make ahead. The whole thing is also, like, besides food that everyone wants to eat and that makes everyone feel comfortable and happy and want seconds, it's also about making the cook feel really confident in the kitchen and like they're achieving something without a whole lot of fuss and muss and just feeling really empowered so that you want to go ahead and make something again the next day, because that's the point, and not to be overwhelmed.
Good for you.
This is, you can brine the pork loin if you have time, if you feel like it, which basically means submerging it in a water bath that has salt and sugar added. It is that simple. It will make your pork loin super juicy if you can do this for several hours ahead. If you don't have time, do not sweat it. You are still going to make a fantastic pork loin. And you mix together this incredibly simple, just the ingredients that you mentioned, and you mix those all together, smear it all over the pork, put the pork in a pan with a little bit of oil, get a nice crust all the way around the outside, fling it into the oven, get a meat thermometer. When it hits 140, after about half an hour, you're done. And you can let it sit, and then you can make a crazy simple mustard and maple sauce, which is mayonnaise, mustard, maple syrup, some more rosemary if you have it around, some salt and pepper, and you can serve that on the side. It makes it look super elegant. But if a kid or somebody doesn't want the dipping sauce, they've got this very mild, autumnally flavored pork that they just really, most kids and families just love this dish.
Katie, as you know, we just made a couple of the dishes from the book, and we've been eating them here in the studio and having the best time. We're going to get to those. This was a halibut that we did. We did the Asian spare ribs. We're going to get to those in just a little bit. I'm with Katie Workman, who has done this new book called Dinner Solved. You have 100, I think, ingenious recipes, and the whole idea is to make you happy and to not kill you in the making, because she understands. Her whole thing is that she understands how busy many of us are and that life has gotten complicated, as we don't need to tell you. And so here are, how do you have real food and have it taste great? So that's why we like this book. Chris, these Spanish pork chops are minced garlic, paprika, some ground cumin, ground coriander, dried oregano, fresh thyme, a touch of cayenne, salt and pepper, a little olive oil, red wine vinegar, the pork chops, and you can do some sliced lemon on them if you want.
How can I be hungry again?
Well, Katie, I
can always be hungry again.
I like that you have discovered that this is a good vehicle for introducing new flavors to kids.
Right. The underlying theme throughout the book is that each recipe has a fork in the road, which means you can make it two or more different ways, but you're still making one recipe and you're changing it up partway through or dividing it out partway through. So if you have a kid who is not so interested in a strong blend of spices, but you don't want to just make a plain pork chop for them, you're going to make up this blend, which is so easy, and rub it on the pork chop. But here's the thing. On your pork chop, and maybe your spouses or your partners, maybe the more adventurous eaters, you're going to rub a generous amount on the pork chop before you sizzle them up in the pan. But for the kid who's maybe trying these spices for the first time, you're going to use a much more judicious amount, just a little bit, but to give them a hint of flavor, introduce them to these new seasonings, and hopefully the next time around, you're rubbing more of the rub on their pork chop. But it's a really good way to just get stuff started. But you're not dying of boredom eating plain pork chops just to make your kids happy, and your kids aren't crying under the table because you made yourself a decent meal for a change.
So you're throwing a bunch of these herbs and spices into a bowl, and it ends up making a paste, and you smear that on the pork chops, maybe put a lemon slice on top to make it look fancy, and
make
also
it gorgeous.
We love lemon.
And make it look like Chris Prosperi is cooking for you.
Exactly. And so this sits around for a while in the fridge so that all the flavors meld together, and then it gets cooked in a skillet, including those lemon slices. And let me tell you, when that gets pulled out, I think those eyeballs are popping on the young kids, but also on the grown-ups too.
And again, you can mix up that spice rub in 5 minutes in the morning, rub it on the pork chops, put the pork chops in the fridge. And the thing that I hear over and over again, and I'm sure you do too, is people say that planning for cooking dinner on the weeknights is what gets them. It's not always the cooking itself. It's just figuring out what to make and getting yourself a little organized. If you do this in the morning, can you imagine walking in the door at 6 o'clock, putting on some water for some rice, getting into your sweatpants while you, you know, heat a skillet, and then you put those in the skillet, and you have this real dinner in about 30 minutes or less?
For me, it's the fleece pants. You just get right into the fleece pants. Okay, so those are my cooking pants. Is that like Chris's chef
right,
pants
but we call
right
them
now?
We call them our chef whites, don't we?
Nice.
Yeah, we do. All right, Katie, do me a favor and just stay put, stay right where you are, because we're excited about what you've done. We want to talk about, Chris and I do, about eating the food from this book and what a fantastic time we have had. The book is called Dinner Solve. The author, Katie Workman, who has also done the Mom 100 cookbook, she is our guest with her brand new cookbook. We are excited about this. You will see how easy it is to get things whipped together on a weeknight. And we are happy to send this to your door for a pledge of $7 a month, a contribution to the station of $7 a month. And all of these recipes come your way, and you will feel relieved and excited as we have in cooking and eating these things here in the studio. 1-800-584-2788.
Yes, you can get Dinner Solved by Katie Workman, this incredible book. And Faith, I feel like this book was tailor-made for my family.
Ah.
I mean, there are some days where my husband and I are eating one thing, one child is eating another, the other child is eating something else. I mean, it's so hard to find dishes that everybody can kind of wrap their arms around, you know, other than pizza every night. So this is a book that gives you so many good options. I love it. 372 pages. It's a great book. It's a perfect way for us to thank you for supporting WNPR. So why not do it today? The number is 1-800-584-2788, or you can go to WNPR.org and make your contribution there. $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or you can give $84 as a one-time gift.
You're going to think I'm absolutely lost my mind. I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway. It is not too early to be thinking about the holidays coming.
No,
I'm thinking about
the young
marrieds in my extended family and setting these aside. You know, it takes time for this to get processed when you call in. You know, and by the time this comes to you, you set it aside. You could even wrap it early. And how about getting that out of the way or surprising someone you love who loves to cook and is short on time sometimes and likes delicious food? Here it is. So for a pledge of $7 a month or a contribution, it is our thank you gift to you, which then can be a gift to someone else. And at the same time, you have supported the Food Schmooze and everything you hear on WNPR. Toll free, 1-800-584-2788. Katie Workman's book, Dinner Solved. Go ahead, Lee.
Yes, and time after time, you know, Faith is the place. You come to this show, you come to Faith Middleton to learn about the books that you want, everything that you need. And what a great book this is. I mean, this is a great choice. I love the fact that she has in each recipe what the kids can do and offer suggestions on something that they can prepare. Because in my experience, when the kids get involved, then they have buy-in to the meal, and often they eat it more when they had some participation in making it. And what a great idea that is. I just feel like Katie Workman gets it.
Yeah.
And if you want to get it and you want to get on board with this incredible book, all you have to do is contribute $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor at WNPR. You can go online to WNPR.org. You can make your contribution there, or you can simply call us right now, 1-800-584-2788.
So the way I discovered a book like this is that they take them all home, and I read these at, like, pornography at night, and it is just fabulous. So that's how it begins, and then we cook. Chris, you made that halibut wrapped with prosciutto.
And so simple.
Oh, it was so delicious. And we're going to talk about that in here.
Sometimes you have to do a lot of work. That was just wrap it and put it in the oven, and it was done.
Had this little butter sauce on it with lemon. Oh, my God. It was really, really good. We're going to be talking in a couple of minutes about bacon, sage, and provolone chicken rolls with marsala sauce. You think, I don't have time to make a marsala sauce. This is the easiest thing you can imagine. There is a chicken in soy and orange sauce, you know, that puts the Chinese restaurant to shame. I'm sorry. And there's a Caesar roasted salmon. Cannot wait to tell you about that. Those Caesar wraps, Caesar anything, that is just golden as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to get to all of these things here in the book. Katie Workman's Dinner Solved, 100 Recipes. I'm with the fabulous Lee Newton and Chris Prosperi. And if you can contribute $7 a month, we will send this book to your door. And you can tuck it away for the holidays for someone you care about. 1-800 toll free 584-2788, or go online, as many people do, to WNPR.org, and you'll see how to make your contribution there, and you can still pick out the gift for yourself.
So give right now $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or $84 we will send you as our thanks to you for supporting WNPR, supporting the Faith Middleton Show here. Dinner Solved by Katie Workman. It is a fantastic book with so many healthy recipes. They're healthy, but it's real food for real families in real home kitchens. So if you'd like to have this as part of your collection, we would love so much to give it to you, to thank you for contributing right now at WNPR. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788.
Oh, yes, we're going to get to the one skillet beefy enchilada noodle casserole. How could I ignore that? And we're going to get to the cheesy, crispy pizza portobello mushrooms, doing a pizza topping on top of portobello mushrooms.
Never would have thought.
Isn't that smart? That
like
is just so smart, honestly. Well. All right, here we go. $7 a month, 1-800-584-2788, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
Uh-huh. I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi for this special edition of the Food Schmooze Party. The book is Dinner Solved. Katie Workman, the author, is with us. What a recipe collection. Recipes for busy people and those who want delicious food without spending a lifetime in the kitchen. She has nailed it. We'll be happy to send this book as our thank you gift, as you know. Are we having a great time cooking these?
I love it.
Yeah,
it,
me
it
too.
It really gives you that confidence to get going and keep going, right? And as I was making the ribs, just other things started popping into my head of what you could do. It really gives you that guidance.
The Asian ribs Chris is talking about, we just about half an hour ago finished those. Bacon, sage, and provolone chicken rolls with marsala sauce. You think you can't make a marsala sauce, but wait till you hear what Katie does with this. Go ahead, Katie.
So for this one, well, first of all, I clearly do enjoy wrapping the occasional food in a pork product. I'm just wanting, it's like a 12-step program. I'm admitting it. I'm Katie Workman, and I like to wrap things in pork.
It's every other page.
And you've hit the right crowd, let me tell you.
Good. Well, you know, and it never hurts, as they say. This is so easy, and this is one of those things that really does look and feel sort of restaurant-y, but it has, you know, 8 ingredients or something like that, and it's so fast. You take your chicken breast, you plop on a piece of sage on it and a piece of provolone. If you think the sage is going to be a deal breaker with one of your little guys, leave it off their piece. And you roll it up, you stick a toothpick in it just to keep it closed, saute those just in the bacon, and you know the bacon will provide the fat in the pan, and uh-huh. you saute them up so they get all crispy and brown.
I'm happy.
And I know, I'm happy talking about it right now.
And then, good.
And then you just take the pan, and this whole, like, Marsala sauce, can I make a Marsala sauce? You are literally removing the chicken from the pan, adding in a little bit of garlic, adding a little bit of Marsala wine, which is a fortified wine available wherever you buy any of your wines, and really not expensive. And you add a little garlic, a little Marsala, a little broth, you simmer it, and you pour it over your chicken rolls.
Done.
And again, you got a kid who you don't think is going to like that? Don't pour it over their chicken roll.
Yeah, on that side for the other folks at the table. Chicken in an orange sauce with soy. So this is garlic and honey and orange zest. It's a little grating of the peel on the outside. Orange juice. It would be nice to have a fresh orange around and use that, but you can use canned orange juice if you want. Some soy sauce, a little bit of rice vinegar and cornstarch. A little bit of raiding the pantry here. A fresh ginger, if you're the type, we do have that always in the drawer in the refrigerator. And if you want, you can make some rice. But this comes together quickly, Katie.
This comes together so quickly. As a matter of fact, I made it last weekend at a book festival in Baltimore. And I was told right before, they said, you have 40 minutes for your demo. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with the other 35. I was like doing interpretive dance. There's 10 other things that I have in my freezer.
And I can tap.
Thank God my niece was there. I called her up. She's really cute. I kind of distracted the crowd with her for a while. I really couldn't stretch it out long enough. I mean, it was crazy. So, yes, you mince up some ginger and some garlic. The rest of the stuff is all in your pantry. Quick measure, you know, the orange. Zest that. Give it a squeeze. If you don't feel like squeezing the orange, you can totally use just refrigerator aisle orange juice. And you brown up some chicken in a pan, just cubed, dark or light meat, whichever you prefer. And after it starts to cook and gets a little bit golden, you just pour in the sauce, which has some cornstarch in it, which thickens up, not thick, gloppy thick, but just a little bit of thick and a beautiful glaze. It's pretty. It has a sweet and salty thing going on. You can serve it over rice.
Kids would love it.
No, it's a great kid thing. Let's do the Caesar roasted salmon. I think kids like this Caesar profile. I think kids end up really liking this, at least in our extended family. Oh, my goodness. So, and I do, too. I love anything that has a Caesar treatment. So this is a piece of salmon that has a Caesar treatment, and that would be olive oil, mayo, lemon juice, Dijon mustard, dash of Worcestershire, some garlic, and anchovy fillet for those who can have it. I promise you when it melts, you don't even know it's there. Grated Parmesan and the salmon fillets. Go ahead, Katie.
You just listed the ingredients. And it's basically about whisking them all together, which takes a good 5 minutes. I usually put things in jars and put the lid on and give them a good shake. It's just super quick. And then, again, if I'm not, maybe I'll do that in the morning and toss that into the fridge. And then when I get home at night, pour it over the salmon, let it sit for half an hour or not. It doesn't even matter. If you have time for a 10-15-minute marinade, great. If not, right into the oven. Kids do love the flavor of Caesar dressing. We all do. I mean, there's a reason Caesar salad is on every single menu in the world, because it's just delicious.
I wish they'd make it the way they used to. That's my only complaint about it.
I know. Well, there you go. And then that's why there's an anchovy in there. And of course, if you're a vegetarian, you leave it out. But what people don't know is you're not tasting anchovy. You're tasting like a nice undertone of deeper flavor, has a good saltiness, a nice savoriness. It's not meant to taste like fish, and it doesn't taste fishy. It's really just, and as you said, it dissolves right into the dressing. My older son loves salmon, loves Caesar dressing. This literally came about because I had some salmon. I had some leftover dressing from a salad. The two things combined.
You use Caesar salad dressing as a sauce. That's genius.
Yeah. Isn't it smart?
I mean, I'm thinking chicken, turkey. I mean,
anything.
Oh, my God. I always have jars of it. I never use it as a
English
sauce.
English muffin.
Why
really
not
good.
Use it as a sauce?
All right, here All we right. go. Finally, the prosciutto-wrapped halibut
Drum roll.
Piccata. This is what we ate here in the studio. And Chris, thanks for whipping this up for us. This was so easy. I watched this come together. Olive oil, minced garlic. Once again, we're wrapping something with a little pork.
You guys picked these three recipes.
No, it's true. White wine, just a touch of white wine, if folks can have it. Lemon juice, some capers, and butter. And so you hear the piccata. tomato sauce there. This is not like a fancy restaurant, but it is so fresh, so real, so delicious.
Elegant.
We were all going, oh my God, this is fantastic.
This is you pay money to eat in a restaurant to get a dish like
this. This really sold us. And you don't have to use halibut. Halibut can be expensive. It's so good. But, you know, you can use another thing. You know, if you want to do it with tilapia or anything.
Cod.
Yeah.
Tilapia.
Sure. Swordfish.
Tilapia is available everywhere. Very sustainable fish these days. And, again, you're wrapping it in the prosciutto. Completely simple and very forgiving. And you're just browning it up. And then the sauce, for those who want it, are those handful of ingredients that you just named. And many of us have had chicken piccata in Italian restaurants, but that same sauce, which is just sort of that bright, vibrant sauce with lemon juice and capers and a little bit of chopped parsley. It's just, it's so easy, but it's just bright. Mm. And it also, you know, and these kinds of, all the dishes too, the fish dishes, they're sort of a theme because, you know, kids, getting families to eat fish, getting kids to eat fish, sometimes even grown-ups to sort of feel like they're going to be comfortable cooking fish at home, which can be intimidating to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You really just want to say, okay, what are the flavors that you like, and how do we incorporate those into the idea of cooking fish? Because these sauces are very bright. They cut through any oiliness or fishiness that some kids might, you know, wrinkle their nose at. The whole point is that these are just accessible, clean flavors.
And kids like, I find, lemon and butter. They like that combo.
Absolutely.
And they like things wrapped.
They do. And you cut,
it's like a little package.
Of fish in small pieces. I mean, you can do it with a larger piece, but in this case, I usually cut them into sort of like 3 by 1 inch little planks so that it also doesn't have that intimidation factor. Because if you put a big piece of fish in front of a kid, they might, you know, that's a little overwhelming. But if you put a couple small strips wrapped in this prosciutto, much more accessible.
Like a fish stick.
As my friend says, who's a mother of twins, you know, the kids all of a sudden, you know, wake up on a Friday and say, we no longer eat fish.
Right.
And so she, and meanwhile, they've eaten it right up till about an hour ago. And so she says, they said one night, what is this? And she said, that is chicken of the sea, honey. And so, of course, they were eating fish and they just wolfed it down. They thought that was the best. This is
Katie. My favorite on that line, I just have to tell you, my brother-in-law had that moment too, where his kids wouldn't eat fish, but he was serving salmon one day and they loved their pink. They were like typical traditional little girls who just loved pink, and he was serving salmon and they were like, what is this? He said, it's Barbie chicken.
Nice. I'm going to use that.
Oh boy. This is Katie Workman, author of this recipe collection called Dinner Solved. We love this, recipes for busy people and those who want delicious food without spending a lifetime in the kitchen. We think she has nailed it, and we're going to tell you throughout this hour how to have this book sent to your door to keep for yourself or to give as a gift or a present. Don't forget the holidays are coming up. We're going to talk next about maple barbecue pork meatballs. We love the meatball here on the show. Stay with us, Katie Workman. I'm with Chris Prosperi, and if you would like us to send this book to your door for a contribution of $7 a month, it is our thank you gift to you for supporting the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. 1-800-584-2788.
Hi, I'm Lee Newton, and we certainly urge you right now to support Faith Middleton's Food Schmooze and WMPR by calling 1-800-584-2788, or you can go to WMPR.org. And our thank you gift to you when you give $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor or an $84 one-time gift is this incredible book by Katie Workman, Dinner Solved. It is such a smart book. She really has taken this and looked at real people who want food that is doable, it's crowd-pleasing, it's comforting, it's flavorful, and it's family-friendly. She's just figured out what all of us are looking for in a cookbook. When you have busy lives, you have kids that are picky eaters, she's figured it out with so many great options in this book. If you would like to have it, we would love to send it to you as our way of showing our appreciation to you for supporting Faith Middleton's wonderful show right here on WMPR. So please, I urge you to do it right now. We'd love to send this to you. And as Faith was saying before, great holiday gift for a couple, for a family. You can take care of that right now. So Call us, 1-800-584-2788.
Well, nothing makes me happier than telling me and telling Chris that we're sitting down with Lee Newton, who is another food lover, to talk about a cookbook. We have the best time together. Thank you so much, Lee. We appreciate what you do.
Love
also.
You,
my pleasure.
So maple barbecue pork meatballs coming your way. And there are also these parm meatballs that Katie Workman does that we absolutely love. There's a one sheet Middle Eastern sort of chicken dinner, all prepared in one pan in the oven, and this beefy enchilada noodle casserole that you make in one skillet. You can do that on a weeknight. And so much more coming your way. We've got some dessert things to talk about. It's Katie Workman, author of the new book, Dinner Solved. We'll send you 100 recipes. Send it to your door. You can tuck it away as a gift for someone with holidays coming. This is not too soon, believe it or not. I know that sounds crazy, but by the time this gets processed and then sent off to you, the holidays are here.
Right,
we're already thinking, wait a minute, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788 for a contribution of $7 a month, a thank you gift to you. Chris Prosperi.
My kid, I'm teaching my 22-year-old kid to cook. She's living on her own now, and this is the perfect book for her because it's not just a book for now, but this will take her from when she has kids and when she gets married, but it's a good start. It gives you the confidence, and then it can take you through life.
And
right?
That confidence is everything,
yes.
And that's what I think Katie Workman is so good at giving you a sense of. So we really appreciate about
Agreed.
What she's doing. But she also knows flavor, as you can hear. You must recognize that as you hear us describe these recipes, right, Lee?
Absolutely. I mean, everything you see in this book, the pictures, the wonderful color photos, when you see these beautiful recipes, your mouth just starts to water looking at them. And you know that your family will enjoy them just as much. You know, I have two sons. I have one son who doesn't really like vegetables very much. Mm-hmm. No surprise there. I have another that refuses to eat fruit. God knows how I've kept them alive all these years. But anyway, you know, she's so smart because every recipe has the fork in the road where you can tailor make a dish and make adaptations to it, modify it for those particular preferences. And it's just such a smart, well thought through book. And we would love to send it out to you when you support WNPR and the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze right now. All you have to do is give any amount that you'd like. Now, if you give $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor or more, then we will send you as our thank you gift, Dinner Solved, this great book, 372 pages of incredible, easy recipes that are doable, that you can do with your family, with your kids. So it's a great option as a way to support WNPR right now and a great way for us to thank you. So call us, 1-800-584-2788.
So we're going to get to those Asian ribs that we just ate here on the show from this book. Not hard at all. And wow, are your kids going to go crazy over these? We were wolfing these down. Toll free. Here's the number for a contribution of $7 a month or whatever feels right for you and your budget. And we know you are committed to using the services of Connecticut Public Radio, WNPR, whether it is on the many digital platforms or right here listening on the air. 1-800-584-2788 or go online to WNPR.org. Bring your charge card so you don't have to search around, and it takes no time at all. And if you can make a contribution of $7 a month, this cookbook, Katie Workman's new one, Dinner Solved, is on its way to you. And thanks.
Come on, baby. Candy man.
Ooh, yeah. yeah. This is the Food Schmooze Party coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Christopher Prosperi is with me, and so is Katie Workman, the author of the new cookbook, Dinner Solved. It's just out. Oh, should I talk to you about the easy, cheesy chicken parm meatballs? Should I talk to you about the maple barbecue pork meatballs? Nope. I'm going to talk to you first about the Asian ribs that we made that you can make, I promise you, even on a weeknight. Asian spare ribs. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Chris, thank you.
Right?
Garlic, scallions, hoisin sauce, which is should be in your pantry or your refrigerator. Ketchup, a little bit of soy sauce, a touch of honey, rice wine vinegar that's always on the shelf. You can put a little mirin or dry sherry in and a rack of St. Louis-style pork ribs.
Yeah, and you just sort of marinate the stuff, right?
Yeah, throw it in.
Yeah, and again, it just sucks up this marinade.
It really does.
You basically roast it in or slow cook it with this marinade on it, and they're almost got that sticky Asian quality when they come out of the oven. And I'm telling you, you could eat a whole rack by yourself.
Yeah, and you can.
Eating, right? We were like, I want more.
It was really good. And they're on the, let me see, the sweet, on the, we'd say a sweet profile on this, because you can hear things that have a fair amount of sugar in them, and that's why the kids like them, you know, and that's
they're
why we
sweet.
Like them. They sticky were really good. Sticky sweet.
Well, you can also, I mean, the kids do, kids love Asian flavors in general. It's sort of an overarching statement, but it just seems to be true. I just have found that the combination of, you know, sweet and soy and ginger, a little bit of garlic, just eternally appeals to both kids and adults. And these ribs do have a slightly sweet quality from the honey and everything, mm-hmm. but you can also, if you want, separate the marinade and add some more spicy ingredients and then marinate up two racks. So one of them you can leave on this sort of sweet, sticky side, and the other one you could add some extra fresh ginger, a little hot sauce like sriracha, mm-hmm. some five spice powder, maybe a little bit more of the minced garlic. You just put one rack in each marinade, and then you slow cook them, and then you can give them a quick finish in a hot oven or on the grill to get them that beautiful, nicely, slightly charry outside where the glaze really just, you know, gets that golden, you know, that caramelized golden exterior. It's so delicious. And then you have your choice, sweet and or sweet or spicy. Asian
yeah. And do you give your kids a little choice of each? Like as you're eating your one with maybe more of the paste on it, like with the pork, or do you mm-hmm. like say, do you want to try mine? And do they sometimes like will yeah. say, oh, yeah, let me try that?
Always. I mean, the whole idea, again, is not to dumb things down for the kids. It's not to sort of cater to a picky eater. But in the interest of not pulling out, you know, the chicken nuggets again, there's nothing wrong with chicken nuggets. There's nothing wrong with frozen pizza. It's all great, and all of us parents will rely on these things, or even non-parents, as the week, you know, unfolds. But if you find yourself sort of sighing and reaching for a bowl of cereal too often, when you really want to be sitting down, sharing a meal with your family, not feeling like a short order cook and having everyone eat the same thing or at least a subtle version of the same thing, this mm-hmm. is the way to get started. And then you do say, oh, there's a couple different pork chops here. This one's a little bit more seasoned. This one's not. Which one do you want? And make it seem like a choice, not like I'm giving you the one that is, you know, the kid version. You don't, you know, address it that way. You just sort of say, I've made a couple different versions of this. Which one of this appeals? There's, you know, the same thing with the pork meatballs. There's a slightly mapley barbecue quality to one version, and then there's a more spicy version to another. Which one do you feel like tonight? And then if it turns out everybody likes the sweet ones, because it's not just about kids versus adults. Sometimes you're just in the mood for one thing versus another.
Yeah, and let me jump in and say, this conversation, I hope you will feel, is for you if you do not have kids. I certainly have tons. I don't personally have children, but I have, you know, 40 million kid friends, and I can't even count the number in my family. So, you know, I'm around kids all the time. But if you don't have kids, I'm interested in these recipes without children. You know, I am busy. And so I would pick this up and say, I'm inspired to make this. I'm going to whip this together. This is easy.
And don't count out, I have a lot of friends that have the difficult spouse that eats
yes.
like a kid.
Oh, I hear that all the time. People raise their hands all the time and say, I don't have any kids, but my spouse is kind of picky.
Yeah.
I hear that constantly. And the other thing, too, is just, these are just gives you options. It gives you options as a cook. It gives you options for what you're in the mood for. And a lot of the recipes in the book, The Fork in the Road, is about vegetarians and making sure that there's a vegetarian version. So many of the recipes can be made in a vegetarian-friendly version because there are tons of us who live with a vegetarian now. That's a kid, an adult. I have two nieces who are vegetarian. My sister's vegetarian. My mother's vegetarian. And my babysitter's vegetarian.
I know. So. And our family, too. Lots and lots of vegetarians. Maple barbecue pork meatballs. So some breadcrumbs, barbecue sauce, an apple that you grate, and after you've peeled it, a minced onion, an egg, a little salt and pepper, a little touch of maple syrup, and ground pork you can get at the supermarket, and you make up these maple barbecue pork meatballs. There's a recipe here for easy cheesy chicken parm meatballs, and these have the usual suspects in here, but how quickly they come together. I'm going to move, though, us right into the one pot or one dish recipes. This is very interesting to me. It's called One Sheet Middle Eastern-ish Chicken Dinner. This is all done in a baking sheet.
Yep, because, you know, one pot cooking, one skillet cooking, all of us love these kinds of recipes, right? They make our lives easier. You don't have to sit there and fuss with, you know, three different dishes. Cleanup is easier. So we all love these and rely on them, you know, with frequency. But the idea is it doesn't always have to be in a skillet or your slow cooker. You can get that same convenience with your sheet pan. But not only that, you also have what is wonderful about using your oven and a sheet pan, which is that you get to roast things. You get to caramelize things.
So good.
It's
not always a soupy, stewy thing that you're making. In this case, you're just putting your broccoli, your potatoes, and your chicken on one baking sheet, baking them all together so that they end up cooked at the same time. And this has a lovely Middle Eastern-ish, again, combination of herbs and spices with a little oregano and allspice and cinnamon. It smells so good when it's cooking. It's one of those things where, you know, you just can't believe that you made this incredibly simple thing and your house smells like this. And it's just, and you pull out the sheet, and that's your dinner.
And this is a way to introduce a new flavor. I think kids like cinnamon, and this is a way to introduce new flavors for them. They love potatoes. They'll eat broccoli if it has this flavor profile. This is how to do it. And I want to say that as for grown-ups without a kid in sight, I think this is our kind of cooking, Chris, right? One sheet into the oven. Let it all roast and become caramelized, and oh, so good.
And you can make that spice blend again. You can make it the night before. You can make it 2 days before. You just toss everything together. And while you're getting into your little fleecy outfit, the after-hours clothes. Oh, my God. Some days, don't you walk in and it's oh, my God, how fast can this door shut behind me so I can get this?
Right. I want them so fast that I hang them on a nail. Okay, so this is Katie Workman. The book is called Dinner Solved, 100 Recipes. This is for busy, busy people. Whether you have kids, you don't have kids, everybody's busy. One skillet, beefy enchilada noodle casserole. I'm sorry, but I don't even know a kid. There's not a kid in our family who wouldn't eat this. For the ones who are vegetarian, obviously we're leaving out the beef in this and maybe substituting some more vegetables. But this cheesy thing, they're going to love this ground beef and some onion and pepper and garlic, chili powder, ground cumin, dried oregano, all of these available at your health food store out of the bin so it doesn't cost too much money. You get it in a little package or a little plastic bag and it costs about 25 cents each rather than $6 a jar. And some chicken broth, tomato paste, enchilada sauce in a jar or can, and your noodles, cheddar, you throw it all in there together and you've got this one pot. Great bubbling thing here. Go ahead, Katie.
It's what's so great about this dish, besides the fact that I could pretty much do anything, and my husband will never leave me because of this dish. I could Thelma and Louise the car. I could do whatever. But this is just like, it's one of those dishes that just makes people so happy. It's so easy, and the pasta cooks right in the sauce in the dish. So you don't even have to cook the pasta separately and add it in. So total one pot dish.
Okay, when I'm writing this down, even if I Thelma and Louise the car,
she's gonna.
Well,
that's gonna be her
Thelma
new tagline.
If Louise did, I'd be in it. So I guess I'd have to just Thelma it, maybe, yeah. And then like be like that horrible Louise who like jumped out at the last minute, which is like changes the whole movie.
I know. Yes, it does. There was no happy ending.
No, nobody, nothing good happened there.
Okay. Let's go to, I think this is pretty terrific. This is scallion and ginger sweet potato fries. I love introducing these flavors to just a twist. The sweet potato fries, some feel better for you, or they like that flavor more. I know kids love sweet potato fries. Scallions, garlic, fresh ginger, a little bit of oil, and the potatoes. In they go, right? How terrific is this?
Completely easy. And again, if you want, if you don't feel like everyone's going to love the ginger scallion thing, make some of it with salt and a little bit of oil and leave them plain, because people love sweet potato fries. And I have to tell you, I actually made them this morning.
Oh, my. Wow.
I thought I made enough for dinner, but now I just might as well finish them up, because, you know, there's no point in anyone knowing that there were sweet potato fries in the house.
Right, for lunch. Chocolate chunk and crystallized ginger oatmeal cookies. I wish we had time to get into that. I just wanted you to know that it's in here. Katie Workman, Dinner Solved. Thank you so much for joining us. Let us tell folks how we can send this book to your door in thanks. But thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
You're the best. Here's the toll-free number. For a contribution of $7 a month, we will send this to you with our great thanks. Toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. I'm with Chris Prosperi in the New Haven studio. Go ahead, Lee Newton.
Yes, the number to call, 1-800-584-2788. You can support Faith Middleton's Food Schmooze right here on WMPR by calling us, and we will thank you with this incredible book. Katie Workman, so smart. She has really figured out how to create a great cookbook that has amazing dishes in it that anyone could make, whether you have kids, whether you don't, just if you have a busy life. I mean, I know for myself, sometimes I get a cookbook and I'm excited about it, and then I get it home and go, whoa, I need a degree from the CIA to figure this out. But this is not that book. This is something that real people can put together, and the food is delicious, it's perfect, it's easy, and it's real food. So it's just such a smart, well thought through book, and we would love to send it out to you when you support WMPR and the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze right now. All you have to do, call us, 1-800-584-2788. If you'd like to have this, it's a great addition to your cookbooks. It's something you're going to turn to. You're going to pull off the shelf over and over again and have your favorites. You're going to have it dog-eared in no time. But it's such a great book and a great way for us, of course, to thank you for supporting WMPR today. So call us at 1-800-584-2788.
And I will tell you, this book is so much fun. Chris and I have been cooking from this book. The whole Food Schmooze team, we've been eating these recipes and having the best time. I just want to toss in, Lee, that she has a recipe in here for the simplest thing, cheesy pretzel snaps. You know those those little square pretzels that look like a little grid?
Right.
You know, they look like, and she takes those snaps and makes little sandwiches out of them. Ham and cheese snaps, or she'll just use cheese, and then puts out a platter of these, and the kids absolutely go crazy over these things. And
they sound amazing. The kids would have to fight me for those.
Yeah, she puts them in the toaster oven so they get heated up, and just cuts the cheese up and puts 20 pieces in place, and there's a great after-school snack, or a great midnight snack for me. This is a great thing. If you can send us $7 a month, we will send this book to your door as our thank you gift. Toll-free, 1-800-584-2788.
And $7 a month, this is a way to support what Faith Middleton brings to you every week. These great recipes, great inspirations of meals you want to create, foods you want to buy, things you want to do just to make your life that much better. Because, hey, our lives revolve around food, our celebrations, our families. This is what it's all about. And if you want to make that better, Faith is helping us do that. And so you can support all that she does here and all that we do here at WMPR, all the wonderful programs. When you join us, you become a contributor, you become a part of the family. So And a great way, of course, for us is to say thank you. We love when people contribute, but we want to send you something a little as well. And this is a great thing for us to send you, is the Dinner Solved book by Katie Workman. All you have to do, give $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor or an $84 one-time gift. And you just call us up at 1-800-584-2788, or you can go to WMPR.org. You can log on, make your contribution there as well.
Oh, and there's a berry streusel coffee cake with this sweet vanilla drizzle in here that has made me go wild. I know, Chris, isn't
this
the thing? I know, and not only do I want that for breakfast, but I want it for my dessert at dinner time, believe it or not. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I like about this is that she's taken that short order cook thing out of the dinner, right out of the kitchen, where you come home and everyone wants something different, or she gives you so many different options to do the same recipe. By just doing these little twists, everyone's happy.
Yeah, so
that's not easy in every recipe.
Separate out this and put it on somebody's list. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Toll free 1-800-584-2788 for a contribution of $7 a month, or go online to do this at WNPR.org. And thanks.